Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. Jesus wants us to pray. This is why He gave the Lord's Prayer with 6 specific things to ask for. The first 3 things we pray for are all vertically focused or directed at God. We pray that God's name be hallowed, that His kingdom come, and that His will be done on earth. And the next 3 things are horizontal, things we pray for ourselves. Yesterday we learned we are to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." And the word "daily" indicates prayer should be something we do each and every day. Begging God for bread every day is a good reminder that we don't have the resources to do life. Now the next request we ask our Father for is, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." I know some of you say trespasses here instead of debts. I'm not sure why Presbyterians say debts. Perhaps we spend more time focused on finances and budgets. Anyways, forgiveness. It can be the hardest one for us, isn't it? Often true. First, because we can sometimes beat ourselves up over our failures. How can God possibly forgive a screw-up like me? And secondly, because it's hard to forgive others like God does when we're really angry or we've been hurt very badly. Because it means that we have to let it go as though it has been completely forgotten. That's what the Greek word aphiemi means here. To let go. To release completely. Peter's wrestling with this when he asked Jesus in Matthew 18:21, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as 7 times?" And Jesus gives him the parable of a king who is owed 10,000 talents by a servant. How much is 10,000 talents? Simply put, it is $1 zillion. It's a debt that cannot be repaid. And Jesus' point is that you are that servant, standing before God owing a debt you cannot possibly pay. And it is not as though your sins are so great. See, you're just a lowly servant. It's rather the one you have sinned against is so great. Think about it this way. If you sin against an equal, a friend, the consequence might be the loss of respect or even friendship. If you sin against your boss, you may lose your job, your income. If you sin against the president, the FBI is at your door and you're losing your freedom. And in ancient times, a king would have simply said, "Off with your head." Notice how as the level of authority goes up, the penalty increases. So what does this mean when we sin against God Almighty, our Creator? Have we truly appropriated, truly taken in how great our debt is before the Almighty God? You cannot pay the debt because of who you owe, Almighty God Himself. The only one who could pay such a debt would need infinite resources, which is why God sent His Son, who is fully infinite God, and Jesus became fully man, so He could stand in the servant's place. It takes the infinite majesty of Jesus in the flesh to make the check clear. That is why the gospel is such good news, especially for those of us who beat ourselves up over our failures. My dear friend, your sin can never be greater than your Savior. And the more we get that, the more we're enabled to do that second thing, forgive others from the heart. One of my favorite stories of forgiveness comes from Richard Wurmbrand, a Christian imprisoned by the Soviets in Romania after World War II. Wurmbrand talks about a time he was lying in a cell having been beaten very badly. To his right, on a cot, was a pastor who had been beaten so badly he was dying. And to his left, there was another man who was beaten and dying as well, a communist prison guard who had been betrayed by his comrades. And he happened to be the very guard who had beaten that pastor to a pulp. Wurmbrand said in the middle of the night, the guard called out to the pastor, "Pastor, please, say a prayer for me." Wurmbrand said the pastor rose and stumbled over to the bedside of his enemy, and he began to caress the hair of his torturer and said this, "I have forgiven you with all my heart, and I love you. If I, who am only a sinner, can love and forgive you, more so can Jesus, who is the Son of God and who is love incarnate. Return to Him. He longs for you much more than you long for Him. He wishes to forgive you much more than you wish to be forgiven. You just repent." This guard heard the gospel and began to confess his sins, and afterwards the men embraced. Then the pastor returned to his bed. When Wormbrand awoke, both men were dead. Freed from all debts, they left the war zone to be with the one who loved them first. May we remember who we are and who we belong to. Let's pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.